You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Seven Lamb Productions presents
Kenneth Heights Stories, Joey and the Missing Lunch, Part 1.
And that was the last one. Boy, oh boy, is Mr. Locke going to be proud of me. He had several bugs in his office. People really wanted to know what he was up to. I bet he was a part of some crazy case right now. That's just the kind of guy he is.
Hey, Edith, I think I found all the bugs in the office. I did a sweep. I'm a pretty good PI, huh?
All you did was unhook some microphones, Joey. You haven't even solved a case yet. Mr. J solves cases and shit. He's legit.
I can be legit. I could be too legit. Too legit to quit.
You gotta solve a fucking case then.
I will. Give me a case. Give me one.
Okay. I left my lunch on the bus. Go find it.
No shit, really? I'll find it. I really will.
Okay, then do it.
Where do I start?
You wanna be the investigator? You figure it out.
I can do this. Clues are sandwich, bus, Edith outside, and MC Hammer.
What?
I ran downstairs and out onto the street. It was so cold outside, but I couldn't let Edith see me shivering. I was a man and I had to be manly. Okay, this is it. I have to prove myself to both my baby cakes and Mr. Locke. I can do this. Joey Evernuckle is on the case of the missing lunch. I walked along Atlas Avenue towards Block Mart. First thing first, I would need a notepad to keep all my information in, and maybe I should buy a coat and hat. Not because I was that cold, because I wasn't, but because I needed to look the part of a private eye. Honeypuss, I'm back.
Did you find my lunch?
No, honey bunches of oats. I went to Block Mart and bought a notepad.
Why the hell you need a notepad?
For the case.
You don't need a notepad. Just go find my lunch, damn it.
Hold on.
Wait a second. Did you buy a hat and coat too?
Maybe.
Because you were cold?
Not because I was cold. I'm not cold. I have my muscle mass, remember? I'm thick. Whey protein and such. I bought the coat and hat because I want to look like a real PI.
Joey, it's just a fucking sandwich.
Wait, that's good. That's why I got the notepad. I have to ask you a few questions. I pulled over a chair and sat across from Edith at her desk. I forgot to buy a pen. Can I borrow one?
God damn it, Joey. Here.
Ha, I thought this was your axe. But she didn't laugh at my joke. She never laughed at my jokes. Instead, she just gave me that cute, you're fucking annoying look. Thanks, sweet tush.
Don't.
Oh, you're right. We're in the office. I should be more professional. Mr. Locke is professional.
Well, kinda.
Okay, so your name is Edith. What's your last name again, sweetie?
Dietrich, you dumbass.
Is that with two K's?
No K's. D-I-E-T-R-I-C-H. Dietrich.
C-H. Got it. So, Miss Diet Rich.
Dietrich.
That's what I said. Describe your missing lunch for me.
It's a brown paper bag on a bus that I took to work today.
Right. Brown paper bag. On bus. What was in it?
A sandwich.
What kind?
Turkey.
Good, protein. What else was in the bag?
Applesauce.
Regular?
Cinnamon.
I thought you didn't like cinnamon.
Yeah, I do.
You told me you didn't.
No, I didn't, dumbass.
You told me you didn't.
What?
Nothing. What else?
Chips.
Like actual chips? Or are you pretending to be British and you mean fries?
Why would I pretend to be British?
I'm just trying to get clarity, Miss D.
Just call me Sweet Tush so we can be done with this.
Okay. Sweet Tush, what kind of chips?
Doritos.
Cool Ranch?
Nacho cheese.
Should have gotten Cool Ranch.
I wanted nacho cheese.
Okay. So now that that's out of the way, what bus were you on?
I don't remember.
Well, shoot. That's gonna make this a lot harder.
That's the point.
Oh, jeez. Okay. What should I do now?
Joey, you fucking loser. I have to work. Find my lunch and leave me alone.
Okay, Sweet Tush. I will. This is a good start. You're gonna be so proud of me.
Probably not, but go away.
You got it. The case is on.
As I walked down the street, I realized I should probably narrate like detectives do. They always have an inner monologue going. I bet Mr. Locke narrates all the time. The sky was a dull gray. A light snow fell, reminding me of a past life I never lived. Christmas was coming up, and Atlas was bustling with people trying to complete their shopping lists. I had been following tire tracks for nearly a half hour, but I couldn't tell if these were the same tracks I was following earlier or not. Honestly, I didn't even know if these were bus tire tracks or just regular car tire tracks. So I decided to stop at a near mechanic to get some information. But when I arrived, the place was taped off. Several police cars were sitting in the front with lights flashing. I walked up to a noisy crowd near the building and pushed through to the front. An older man with a shaved head and bushy white beard looked over to me.
Sad. Very sad.
What happened here?
One of the mechanics. He was murdered last night. Co-workers found him in the supply closet with the words ho 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 on his shirt.
Like in Die Hard?
Yeah, like Die Hard. You seen it?
Yeah.
Cool. What about Die Hard 2?
Huh?
What about Die Hard 2?
What about it?
You seen that one?
Yeah.
Nice. Die Hard with a Vengeance?
What was that?
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
You want to know if I've seen that one too?
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
I have.
Sweet. Sweet. Live Free or Die Hard?
Yeah, I've seen that one too.
Oh, awesome.
I guess.
A Good Day to Die Hard?
The fifth one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw them all.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Are you okay?
I just came.
Oh, why?
Oh, I like action movies featuring Bruce Willis.
Oh, okay. I walked away from the weird bearded man before he decided to bring up Hudson Hawk or Tears of the Sun. I made my way to the other side of the shop. I watched as two detectives walked out of the front office, a man and a woman. They both wore black jackets and held notepads, like me. They climbed into a Chevy Tahoe as more policemen came out of the building. A policeman walked over with his hands up, trying to shoo the crowd away.
Ladies and gentlemen, please disperse. There's nothing to see here.
Bullshit! We know someone was murdered!
Please, there's nothing to see here.
Is it the Santa Claus killer? Did he strike again?
Santa Claus killer? Eerie. I tapped the shoulder of a lanky businessman standing next to me. Hey, who's the Santa Claus killer?
He's a serial killer who dresses up like Santa and kills people.
He kills people like Santa?
What? No. Santa doesn't kill people. He dresses like Santa.
And then he kills people?
Yeah.
But he's not killing Santa Clauses?
There's only one Santa Claus.
But people are calling him the Santa Claus Killer?
Yeah.
You see how that's confusing, right?
No. No, I don't. He dresses like Santa and kills people, okay?
Okay!
This is his fourth victim this week.
Great. Looks like I wouldn't be able to talk to a mechanic here. Damn it. I need a mechanic.
Then go to Tire Queen down the street.
Oh yeah, Tire Queen. Thanks.
Hello, how can we help you?
I have some questions about tires.
What's wrong with your car?
I don't have a car.
Well, I'd be worried about having a car before worrying about the tires.
No, it's not about my car.
Yeah, I know. You don't have one. How could it be?
I just want to know what kind of tires buses use.
They use bus tires.
Are those the same as car tires?
No, they're bus tires.
Can you tell the difference in the tracks they leave?
I can. Can you?
No.
Well, I guess we know who knows more about tires then.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm here.
To get schooled?
No, to ask questions.
Okay, but you know I'm not the queen, right?
The queen?
The tire queen. That's not me.
I didn't think it was.
I'm just making sure.
Okay, can I ask some questions? I pulled out my notepad.
Sure, yes. Let me guess. More questions about the car you don't even have.
Forget the car. I want to know about bus tires.
Do you own a bus?
No.
Well, geez. Why are you worrying about the tires if you don't even have the bus yet?
Because it's not my bus.
Oh, yeah? So whose bus is it? Did you steal it?
No.
Yes, you did. You son of a bee. I'm calling the cops.
What? No.
No one steals a bus on my watch. Maybe a scooter or even one of those, I don't know, old-timey helicopters only holds one person and doesn't have any side doors. But I'll be darned if somebody steals a bus.
I didn't steal a bus.
Then where is it? If you didn't steal it, where'd it go all of a sudden?
The bus?
Yeah, I'm looking outside right now. I don't see one.
That's because I don't have one.
Listen, Buster, you better show me the bus you stole or you're gonna have to answer to the police. First serial killers and now bus thieves? What is the city coming to?
I'm just gonna go now.
Stop! Stop that man! He stole a bus and he won't even show anyone where it is! Bus thief! Bus thief!
I quickly ran out of the building because fucking hell.
Stop that man! Bus thief! That's a bus thief! He steals buses and doesn't even care! And I don't even know what bothers me more! The fact that he steals buses or the fact that he doesn't care! They're both equally awful! Like him! Bus stealer, serial killers, bus thieves, what's next? Tell me, what is next? Okay, well, I guess I'm done shouting. Kind of. Gonna go back inside. It's cold out and I have a business to tend to. Tire Queen. That's my business. We, have a special right now. 4 for 2 on tires. Ratio-wise, it's the same as a normal 2-for-1 sale, but, you know, it involves more tires. Okay. I'm going back inside. Bye now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I went back to following tire tracks, but the snowfall was so thick now that I could barely see my hand in front of my face. But maybe that was because my hand was in my pocket. Both of them were. Eventually, the tracks disappeared and I found myself far from Atlas Avenue, further downtown. I was starting to get discouraged when I realized that the Department of Transportation was down this way. That's it. They would know how to find the bus.
I'm sorry, Mr...
Joey. Joey Evernuckle.
Yes, that's right. I'm sorry, but unless you have a bus or a bus stop number, I'm not sure I can help.
But what about its route?
Sir, do you realize that Kenneth Heights is a large city?
Yes, I realize that.
And do you realize that we have over 1,200 buses in operation?
No, I didn't realize that.
And do you realize that we have 129 different bus routes?
That I realize.
And over 10,000 different bus stops?
I'm back to not realizing.
So unless you can provide me with some real information, I can't help you. And unless it was something urgent like leaving your baby on a bus, a la Chandler and Joey in that one episode of Friends, I don't really want to help you.
But it's my girlfriend's lunch.
But is it a baby?
No, I just said, it's a lunch.
So it's not a baby?
No, we're in agreement on that.
Good.
But this is still important.
I understand, but do you realize that a sandwich is much different than a child?
Yeah, I'm back to realizing.
May I make a suggestion?
You may.
Perhaps you can buy your girlfriend another lunch?
Like another sandwich?
All of it. You said you had a list.
I do. Applesauce? Chips?
Yes, yes. Exactly. Stores are open. Why not just buy her another lunch?
But it's the principal.
She's a principal?
No, the lunch is. Her lunch. I mean that I have to find her lunch because I'm in training. I'm going to be a PI, and if I want her and Mr. Locke's blessing, then I have to make sure I find it. Plus, I love my honey puss.
That's all mildly interesting, but it's also kind of, well, it's stupid.
Why?
The fact that I have to explain why it's stupid tells me that it's not exactly worth doing so.
Are you going to help me out or not?
Here's what I'll do. You said the bus hits one of the stops on Atlas Avenue, because that's where your girlfriend was dropped off. I'll print you out a list of every bus that has a scheduled route in that area. You can go around the city, hopping from bus to bus in the hopes of finding that bagged lunch that's so important. But you'll need to do it before midnight because that's when they stop running. And everything left on the bus gets tossed, especially food.
You monsters!
I'm just telling you, you'll need to hurry. That's if someone hasn't already taken it.
Who would do such a thing?
Well, the city has its lowlifes, its scoundrels, its losers, as you will. I'm sure you realize that.
Yeah, I definitely realize that.
You've heard about the theft at the museum?
Oh, yeah.
And the Santa Claus killer?
I heard about that, too.
And last week we had to fire a disgruntled worker because he was threatening some coworkers after he got stuck with morning shift again.
Jeez Louise. Aunt Thelma.
Yes, the people in this city can be cruel. So I don't know how much luck you'll have finding this missing lunch on a city bus.
I have to try though. But boy oh boy, this is harder than I originally thought.
Yeah, it's honestly ridiculous, but you realize that.
Yeah, I realize now. The assistant transit manager handing me the newly printed file. This is a long list.
At least you realize. Good luck.
How would I ever be able to check every bus in time? Maybe that assistant transit manager was right. Maybe I bit off more than I could chew. Like that one time with the roast beef sandwich. I just wanted to be a good PI. I just wanted to prove myself. But I can't even find a damn missing lunch. Edith is gonna be so upset. And Mr. Locke, he'll probably send me away to boarding school or something. Stop, Joey. Stop. You can do this. I took a deep breath and pocketed the list. I would make my way back to Atlas Avenue, possibly talk to Honeycakes again. But just as I turned the corner, I heard a scream. Down the alley, across the street, I saw a dark, fat figure disappear over a broken chain-link fence. I ran across the street and into the alley. I didn't have a gun, but I had my two biceps. So I held my fist up, ready to clobber someone with pure power. But when I reached the fence, I noticed a man lying in a pool of blood. He had been stabbed several times, and the words, "I see dead people," were painted in blood on the wall behind him. How'd the murderer do that so fast? I looked up to see people peering out their windows. Some people started shouting at me. That's when I realized they thought I did this. I know I had my fists up and both of my hands could be considered weapons, but I didn't do it. I needed to get out of here. I ran down the alley, back onto the street. But just then, a Chevy Tahoe pulled up, and the two detectives I had seen earlier today climbed out with their guns up.
Hands up!
Wait!
I said hands up, punk!
Oh, crap.
Kenneth Height Stories, Joey and the Missing Lunch. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Robert M. Lamb as Joey and Amy LeRae as Edith. Co-starring Jack Austin, Clifton Smith, Douglas Solway, Mia Sukvalai, Jose Caraballo, Vic M., and Amber Simpson. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and various artists at artlist.io. And if you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. And thank you to everyone on Patreon. We appreciate the support. Special shout out to patrons Bradley Williams, Brad McQuaid, and Jide LOL for being 7 Lamb patrons this month. This has been a 7 Lamb production.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.